The Audio Partners Publishing Corporation is pleased to present The Lives of the Kings and Queens of England, edited by Antonia Fraser and read by Wanda McCadden. This newly revised edition is complete and unabridged. However, the genealogical tables and the coats of arms are omitted due to their essential visual elements.
Introduction by Antonia Fraser. In one sense, a volume of The Lives of the Kings and Queens of England needs no introduction. The popularity of biography among the reading public is a byword of contemporary publishing. Royal biography, if anything, leads the field. It is not difficult to see why this should be so. Most people learn history early on in terms of the reigns, if not the lives, of the sovereigns, for the simple reason that otherwise history to the young can seem all too open-ended. The reigns of the monarchs provide natural frameworks for this vast, apparently amorphous mass of material. At the same time, there is the perennial appetite for a story provided by the lives. And on one level, the biographies of the kings and queens are certainly stories, the stories of great, or at least prominent, men and women. Once again, history told in the form of stories, the German language actually equates the two words in Geschichte, is most palatable to us in childhood. The death of Prince William in the White Ship and the King Who Never Smiled Again, the rescue of King Richard with the aid of the minstrel Blondel, a girl queen who vowed, "I will be good." Such tales have a habit of lingering in our imagination. H.A.L. Fisher once said that history is one damn thing after another. In the seemingly endless chronicle of events in English history, the reigns of individual kings and queens provide a convenient...